Right now, we're going to bring Itamar Marcus to these microphones. He heads up a team that's called Palestinian Media Watch. They are very much on top of what's happening as it relates to the Palestinian media. For example, in a moment, we'll talk about a child who recited a poem on Palestinian television calling for a war against Israel. A Fatah organization, that's the political party for Mahmoud Abbas, depicting the unity with Hamas as two terrorist groups. Fatah leaders are calling for Israel's destruction, and I want to find out what the Palestinian media might be saying about Israel's 66th birthday. Itamar, I know you're a very busy man. Thank you so very much for taking a moment to be with us. Talk to me about some of these issues that you have alerted everyone in this world through your website, palwatch.org, and one of them is a young child. A young child reciting a poem on Palestinian television calling for war against Israel. Is that about as low as you can stoop as you use the children to propagate war against the Jewish state?
That's absolutely true, Jimmy, and it's one of the big problems in the Palestinian Authority is the use of children and the education of children. One of the things that we've been following are poems and poetry that children are asked to read on TV. And in this one, she says she is calling for war that will smash the oppression and destroy the Zionist soul. This is, again, this is a young child. If you look at her, she's probably maybe 7 or 8, maybe 10 years old at the most, and she's learning about destroying the Zionist soul. We've had other children of the same age talking about Jews being descendants of monkeys and pigs, Jews being the enemies of Allah, Jews raping the women in the city squares. I mean, this is really child abuse when you're taking young children, poisoning them with these hate messages so that these children have almost no option other than to grow up hating.
Itamar, you're absolutely correct. That is indeed child abuse. Well, the adults are doing similar because members of Fatah, and that happens to be the political party, the Palestinian political party for Mahmoud Abbas, who's the president of the Palestinian Authority, they are saying that the unity government that's coming back together, the unification of Hamas and Fatah, would simply put two terrorist organizations together. That does not sound good for the future, does it?
One of the striking things is that the United States and even Israel has criticized the unification of the Fatah with the Hamas, because they're saying that Fatah is joining a terrorist organization, but the Fatah is presenting themselves here as a terrorist organization in themselves. What they put on their Facebook page is a picture of two terrorists, really. One of them has the headband of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, which is the Fatah's terror organization. They're a terror organization by American standards and European standards. And then the other fighter is the Hamas's terrorist organization. And the text is that this is the unity. And then they say, we will either be mighty above the earth or we'll be bones in the earth. That's basically what they're saying here. It's victory and martyrdom. We're going to kill the Israelis or they're going to kill us. And this is Fatah as well. So people who think that the problem with this Fatah now is its connection to Hamas are making a big mistake. The problem with Fatah is Fatah itself.
Well, as I understand it, Itamar, there is another member, one of the leaders of Fatah, calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. Is that speaking for that political apparatus which is running the Palestinian people today and supposedly are the peace partners they were at least in the past with the Israelis?
Well, the person who said this is a very senior Fatah leader. He's a member of the Central Committee. His name is Tafik Dirawi. What he said was their plan has to go back to the plan from Fatah in 1968. Well, the plan of Fatah in 1968 calls for the destruction of Israel, and he even said it explicitly. He said Jaffa, Haifa, Akko, all these Israeli cities are going to be part of Palestine. He says it will be all of Palestine in the independence days for us, Allah willing. So they want everything. They don't want Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem. They want Haifa, Jaffa, and Akko. Now, this is a Fatah leader. Nobody criticized them for saying it. There have been other Fatah leaders who've said similar things over the past while. There are more and more of them saying it now openly. And the sense we get is that many of them felt this way all along, quietly and privately. The map that they use in all their schools, the map that they use in all their offices, shows a world without Israel. So it's almost the same message. It's a little bit more brazen because he's openly calling for the destruction of Israel. But I don't think there's been a major change here. I think the major change is the openness with which it's being said.
Talk to me, Itamar, about the Palestinian media and what they are saying as the birthday for the Jewish State of Israel, Independence Day, their 66th Independence Day, is about to happen. Are they just doing whatever they can to denigrate the thought that a Jewish state has been here that long in this region of the world, or what are they actually saying?
The Palestinian Authority tells their people that Israel's creation is a catastrophe. That's the word that they use. It's Nakba, means catastrophe. The school books, 12th grade school books, teach the children the greatest catastrophe in history was the creation of the State of Israel. So this is the way they present it. And what's going to happen now is over the next week or so, as we get closer and closer to Israel's Independence Day, there'll be more and more protests against Israel's existence. They'll have mourning Israel's existence. And tragically, what's happening, it's not just the Palestinian Authority. A lot of Israeli Arabs are joining in this as well. And they're mourning the creation of the state that they're members of, the state that gives them a free education, the state that lets them go to university, gives them health care. In fact, it's the only democratic state where they actually would have voting rights in the Middle East. And the Israeli Arabs are now mourning Israel's creation as well. So it's very problematic when the Palestinian Authority tells the world that they protest Israel's rule in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem, but they accept Israel. It's not really true. When you listen to what they say to their people, they mourn and they protest Israel's existence, and Israel's creation is the focus. Focusing on protesting Israel's creation is something central to the Palestinian Authority.
Well, when we realize that indeed the reunification of Fatah and Hamas has caused Prime Minister Netanyahu to suspend all peace talks, and the United States even came out and said they did not agree with what Hamas had done with Fatah joining together. We talked earlier about the fact that these are two terrorist organizations. Where do you see the peace process going? Is it going to go any place at all? And what's the Palestinian media saying about the peace process?
I think it's clear that the Palestinian Authority never, ever had any intention of moving ahead with the peace process. And the reason is very simple. They have learned over the years that they can get almost everything that they want unilaterally by asking the international community, and the international community will support them. So why negotiate and have to compromise? So a year and a half ago, the UN voted them non-member status. They're going to come back to the UN in September and ask to be recognized as a full member state on the 1967 ceasefire line. In previous years, the American president and Obama as well have threatened to veto this. They're hoping that before Obama leaves office, he won't veto this, and that the Security Council will actually create a Palestinian state on the 67 borders, meaning that the Western Wall, all of Jerusalem that had been occupied by Jordan, will then be part of a recognized Palestinian state. So if that's what they can anticipate without having peace talks, why should they ever compromise in peace talks? And that's why the Palestinians have never compromised, because the international community gives them virtually everything they want if they wait long enough.
If indeed they wait long enough, they hope that it will come their way. Mahmoud Abbas, is he trying to do whatever he possibly can to propagandize all the Palestinian people? Did the Palestinians believe that Mahmoud Abbas failed as it relates to this peace process? And does he have a way of bringing himself back to real power when the two are together, Fatah and Hamas?
The people don't think he failed. The people are proud of him for resisting what they call American pressure. People are proud of him for resisting compromise. And he expects that he'll go to the European countries, he'll go to the international courts. He expects to have all of these bodies, which are so overwhelmingly weighted against Israel because of just the numbers game of states, and he expects all these international bodies to give him all the things that he's asking for, which is why our material becomes so important, because we have to show the world that he's not promoting peace. He's not teaching his people peace. There was a discussion this week in Congress, in the Foreign Relations Committee, and someone from the State Department spoke, and they were talking about the salaries that the Palestinian Authority pays to terrorists in Israeli prisons. And if I understood correctly, they were given wrong information by the State Department. The paper person was quoted in the newspaper saying that the Palestinian Authority is going to eventually phase out these giving salaries to prisoners. Well, that's not correct information. And I think the world has to know what's really going on with the Palestinian Authority. And when they do, hopefully they won't be giving them everything that they ask for on a red carpet without having to negotiate and compromise.
I agree with the statement by Itamar Marcus. I think the world, and in particular politicos, legislators, need to know what the Palestinian Authority is really doing, what the leadership and the Palestinian people are actually up to. And the ones that can do that would be Palestinian Media Watch. They have a website. You can go there. You ought to put it up as one of your bookmarks that you have, always visiting as often as you possibly can. That's palwatch.org. You can go there. You can sign up for the alert newsletter that Itamar will be sending out. Itamar, thank you so very much, my good friend. This is important information. That's the reason we, as often as we can, have you on this radio broadcast for the purpose of letting the world know really what's happening. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again real soon.
And thank you, and enjoy your stay in Israel.